Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, SDPB-TV airs On Call with the Prairie Doc. This week's topic is coping with stress, anxiety, and depression. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc. He joins us now ahead of the show with a preview from the Janine Basinger Studio on the campus of South Dakota State University. Doc Holm, welcome back.
Hello, Lori. Nice to be back with you.
Stress, anxiety, and depression just sounds like a really good idea for a show in February, doesn't it?
It does.
Maybe and every year, every month, as, maybe.
As I, yeah. And of course, the stress I had getting ready for the show, you know.
Right.
Joke.
The anxiety I feel right now. No. Yeah. All right. So stress and anxiety, are they the same thing? Are they different?
What do you think? It's all semantics, isn't it? When you talk psychiatry, and there's a lot of semantic issues, you know. Yeah.
I think of anxiety as more of a, you know, an ongoing sort of, you know, companion for people. You know, people who are anxious about things and stress, I'd think of more of the external pressures. I would say external and internal. Stress comes from the outside. Anxiety comes from the inside.
Yeah. I think that's right.
I'm not a doctor.
No. That's just... Well, and if you were going to look at it, this is the message that I would have to share with everyone.
Yeah.
And that is rare person, and they may not be normal, is one who has no stress and has no anxiety. Mm. And if I had a discussion just recently with people talking about this whole issue of anxiety, and their conclusion is it's that anxiousness that, I'm late for the Lori Walsh show. I got to get scrambling and get over there. I've got an essay that I need to write by so and so forth, and I need to get moving on it. We wouldn't do anything if we didn't have that little bit of stress that moves us to a certain amount of anxiety. It's a normal thing. We all have it. It's a good thing. If we didn't have it, we'd be stuck in Africa. And just living there with a small tribe, and that would be it. You know, so the driven Homo sapiens have that particular characteristic, I think.
So let's talk about when you know it's a problem, because the impact of stress on your health can be a very large deal. Chronic stress, chronic anxiety. When do you know it's a problem?
Yeah. So... I think the answer is whenever it interrupts normal living activity and interaction with other people. Of course, people react with anger and they'll have a fight, or it's hiding and being alone and going into a dark room and staying there and it gets so strong that sometimes fear overcomes everything. I've often thought about fear as one of the worst things in the world because people don't... it keeps them from being proactive in preventing the problem that you're fearing. Think how many times... I mean, my perfect example, I think his perfect example is my band director thought I was all prepared for a solo, and it was kind of a throwaway deal. It was just the Parent Teachers Association in D. Smith. I mean, you know, it's probably the least important. Everything's important, but anyway, I had a trumpet solo to play, and I got up there, and he's doing the accompaniment, and I'm going to forget this because he thought I knew it better than I do. I'm going to forget this. I'm going to drop the ball. I'm going to mess this up. And then, of course, halfway through the thing, I mess it up because that's the fear overwhelmed me and kept me from doing it like I did it just earlier. You know, I'd done it perfectly. So, you know, and so I think that fear and anxiety can prevent us from jumping out of the way of a car that's coming at us. You know,
right? It can to if people don't want to get a medical test because they have sort of a low-grade anxiety about the test itself or the results. Nobody wants to get that news.
Isn't that a funny deal? That's a, and you can't blame people for that fear, but it's a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have it. People are full of normal anxieties. We just need to say, okay, all right, it scares me and all that, but I'm going to move forward and get this done because, you know, it's if there's no cancer there, then nothing's lost. And if there is some cancer or that checkup or that high blood pressure, whatever it is, then I can do something about it.
When does medication help? And we say, you know, sometimes we just have to face it. What if we can't? What if there's you just can't move on? When do you know? And then let's talk about what kind of medication. How do you enter the world of medicating, chronic anxiety?
So I have to start with the fact that everything that's the very best thing to do for anxiety and is to do it the non-medicinal way first. So that I cannot overemphasize the value of exercise. And and to be truthful, that got me through my whole life. Exercise brought me to a relaxed state. It took away anger. I mean, I can remember starting off on a run and I'm just kind of a ball of anger and frustration and anxiety and whatever it is. And 6 miles later, you get done and you're tired and you're sweating and you feel great and you just done the good thing and you look at yourself and you go, oh, I was bothered by something. What was that? I can't remember. Never mind. And so anxiety is best treated, I think, by a regular exercise program. And the second part is to eat less. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. Don't let weight gain or weight loss be your goal. We all, I think our body has a weight set. So, and once you get to that point, you're there. And the only thing you can do is go up. You can't really lose it and keep it off it. And, so it's an important issue to eat less. I think we can talk about carbohydrates and we can talk about a balanced diet and we can talk about, fruits and vegetables and so on and so forth. And that's all good. But less quantity, less calories.
Right.
And the third is the connection between people, to have friends, to interact with people, and then you realize, ooh, I'm not the only one that's being frightened by that medical test. I'm not the only one that's facing, fears.
Right.
And then then you can come to the medicines that work. There are two shots of Jack Daniels equivalent treatment for anxiety, like Xanax or like just a whole ton of what are called the benzodiazepines, or even the benzodiazepines like or receptor attaching drugs. And all of those, in my mind, are only to be used on a very temporary basis. Traveling to Europe and you're going to lose sleep on the plane, or just one or two of these sleeping pills. Sleeping pills are almost all benzodiazepine, many of them. And so I truly don't use those versions of sleeping pills. You avoid them like a plague. You use something for depression instead. It just magically works.
Yeah.
And depression is maybe depression is part of the reason for anxiety. Right. Maybe it isn't, but the depression medicines really do help.
And when do you know you have a problem with your two shots of Jack Daniels? Because some people are going to medicate that way, literally.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
I know they will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when it's three shots, or maybe when it's four, or when you can't go without it, or, the issue of alcohol, usually that's stress and anxiety and fear mixed up in there. And, We need to understand that. I think the best treatment for alcohol sometimes is an antidepressant.
Right. Being a person is hard.
You know, it's not easy. This whole
some days
thing
are.
It's easier than others, but boy, you know, you take on big time troubles when you develop friendships and when you when you get old and when you develop cancers or when you care for someone.
Right.
So it's
worth
not
the
easy.
Love. Worth
Gotta
the
work
love.
The love.
Worth the love. I think it's worth it.
Worth the love. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right.
Worth it. It is worth it.
It's worth facing your fear. It's worth the love, and you're not alone. And tune into the show tonight for more medical information. On
Ooh,
call
it's going to be a good show tonight. You want to watch that one.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Holm. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori.